Okay, we are recording. What's the date today?
20th.
Today's the 20th. Hey guys, Matt Defiti from Realty Executives Elite Homes with Jackie McHugh, and we have another guest agent, Ella.
Hello.
Ella Beninati, right?
Correct.
Beninati. Ella.
She's with a B.
With a B. She's a new agent here, and she's joining us for a podcast. Jackie wasn't on last week because she was on vacation, having a grand old time.
Good old Jersey Shore.
Where did you go?
Went to Seaside Park.
I think you got to fix your mic. I don't want to.
It was beautiful. I know you guys had a lot of rain. We had none.
Seaside Park?
I love Seaside Park. Mm-hmm. But I like staying in a spot, which will probably be my last time, though, near Island Beach State Park. It's a private beach. It's where Mike's ABG is, but now it kind of went downhill.
Loves Mike ABG's.
Yeah, I love it.
What's Mike's ABG's?
One of the best restaurants.
What does ABG stand for?
Atlantic
Bistro?
It's Atlantic.
I need my other glasses. Atlantic Bistro? Down on the Jersey Shore?
Atlantic Bar and Grill.
Yes,
Mike's Atlantic
it.
Bar and Grill. That's what it stands
for. Okay. Well, that's glad. I'm glad. Well, we'll get into that, but we got to talk about real estate right now. Nutley Market.
Tighter than ever.
Did you check and see what's on the market lately? I know yesterday it was like 10 homes, right?
Yeah, it was last time. Now that we have two new ones popped up, but there was like 7 last week.
Mm.
Now that I think there's two new ones.
I think it's across the
Actually,
board.
Actually, 3 new ones.
I think even Belleville has a limited supply of homes. Nutley, even Clifton. Clifton probably has more. It's a bigger town. Yeah. Montclair has more because it's a way bigger town as well. Still the same thing. If you have a good house and you put a good price on it, it's usually gone within the first week or two. That's it. You know, they don't last long, except my 33 Witherspoon, which gets an offer every week and then falls out of contract 3 weeks later for the third time.
But the upside to that is it sells every single time you put
it
back
does.
On the market.
It does. I think the problem here is I think a lot of mortgage people are getting eager and they're feeling the pressure, too. They want to do deals. They want to work deals. And they're just writing
desperate
up offers.
And hoping it'll work out.
Yeah.
Now, the report I read said that you're going to see an evening out like in 2025. And I think I even spoke to Jen. Jen!
Yeah, oh, she's in the... Danny and Freddie are saying 5.25.
Come here. You can join us on our podcast.
What the heck? No, I feel left out.
Yeah, because you are.
Our poor Caitlin.
So... Come a little closer. You got to come closer to the mic. So me and Jen were talking. Jen's our in-house mortgage person. We were discussing mortgage rates and they're evening out by 2005. Wish it was 2005. 2025. And somebody actually said they think the rates may come down to 4.
Yes, they're actually estimating.
You think?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because they've had a consecutive past 2 months good inflation reports. So if they don't do the expected rate hikes, which is due towards the end of the year, or even if they do them, it's baked into the rates right now. We're aware of it, but they're going to stop. They're going to slow it down. So Fannie and Freddie came out, I think about 2 weeks ago or a week ago, saying that rates could drop into the 5s starting next year. And that would be the impetus for a lot of listings to come to the market.
Right.
And a lot of purchase business out there, because people will move from a 3% to a 5%.
Well, if they do that, and then they also that bill that they were floating where they were going to raise the exemption, the capital gains from 5 to from 250 to 5 to 5 to a million, if they do that, then you're going to see a lot of homes come on the market.
Yeah.
But the problem here is we're saying that, is it going to stop people? They're going to wait, and next year is going to be a flat year? What do you think is going to go on next year?
No, I think people are already starting to actually just accept the rates. They're going on with their lives and knowing that the rates may drop into the 5s. They're never going to get to the 3s. It would be catastrophic for us to get to the 3s.
I would think there would be so many homes on the market. Yes. It would be ridiculous.
And I don't know what would prompt us to get to the 3s. So I don't even want to get to the 3s.
No. I don't want to see 3 ever again.
That's the only thing I think would.
I don't want to see 3 ever again. If that's what has to happen to be a 3.
I think that's the only thing, like that black swan event.
Right.
Like, you know, COVID. And it was funny, last night when I was home, I watched The Big Short again. And I was watching the whole thing. It's just that movie, if you've never seen The Big Short, you probably saw it.
You know, he died. Angelo Mozzillo just died.
Which guy is that?
Well, he wasn't in that, but it was Countrywide.
Oh, the tan guy.
Yeah, the guy.
Or was that Wham-O?
No. Well, I don't know if what the character's in the book, but Mozillo just died, I think, yesterday.
Okay.
Oh, it was wow. 84.
Give a little background.
He was the CEO, yeah.
Okay. He basically just brought the subprime.
But if you've never seen, you ever seen The Big Short? Mm-hmm. You got to watch The Big Short. Mm-hmm. It's all about the housing crisis in 2008 and how it went down. And the one guy who predicted it, who they all said was crazy, I forgot his name. He has a glass eye, too.
I did see parts of it.
He's a doctor something, his name. I forgot his name. But he was one that was going around and telling people, hey, I want to short all these. And they were laughing at him, but then they gave him billion. He made several billion dollars for these people when that all went down. It was a really, really crazy time. And he couldn't understand. It was all like the bonds were involved, all kinds of craziness. But mortgage-backed securities. Yeah. But cool. Well, we'll see what happens. I mean, we still got to get through this fall.
Yes. Yeah. I was hoping this fall that we would see a turn. And we could. If it continues with good inflationary reports, we could. We could.
Yeah.
And, we got, but remember, the lenders have to kind of shorten that spread in between. And there is no quantitative easing going on anymore, where Treasury went in and bought their own bonds.
No.
So it's not necessarily going to be anything that's going to be as quick as it was when they go in and assist the rates to drop.
What about all the people that are calling for a crash? There's some of them out there.
They're still out there, but you really have to look at the market itself. These are unbelievably strong mortgages. They're coming in with heavy, heavy down payments. There's over asking. Yeah. Appraisals don't even matter at this point with these massive down payments. So these guys are not guys that are going to foreclose. It is not a 3% down market, 5% down market. It is a 30% to 40% to 50% down market.
A ninja loan. Right. Remember the ninja loan?
And the foreclosures are actually the lowest they've been in I think, history.
Yeah,
what they're expecting. So that's just a rumor that's out there.
Well, thank you. See,
I felt the same way.
Thank you, Jen.
You're welcome.
She had some good input there.
Yeah,
there you go.
See ya. Awesome. Well, that was a very enlightening real estate segment. I'm looking for my glasses, but I think there's a lot of opportunity out there in this market. I think a lot of agents that got involved in this during COVID, a lot of them are out of the business because it was so easy. And now home sellers and home buyers are looking for professionals and seasoned professionals and going towards the professionals. But
I think the COVID agents now just wait for something to drop in their laps. It's not like they're, they'll keep up their license. They're not real realtors.
They're not real realtors.
They're faux.
Maybe we should. Faux. That should be our tagline. Yeah. The real realtors.
They're faux realtors.
Faux realtors.
They're
just not like us. That's nasty.
Oh, yeah, that's bad. They're not like us.
Well, on another note, so we're going to roll off real estate, and we were talking a little bit about Jackie's vacation. Entertainment is flat for me right now. Like, I don't even know what to watch anymore on TV.
Oh.
I'm just watching YouTube.
It's summer.
There's nothing new.
There's no new binges happening, but. Let's see. I am binging Outlander again.
Outlander?
Outlander?
What's Outlander?
It's about a time traveler. She
is that on Netflix?
Yes, on Netflix. And Stars. So the new season is on Stars. But if you're binging, you have to catch up and you have to watch six seasons anyway. So.
Oh, that's what I need to do.
Yeah.
Because that's how I roll.
Right.
I need like six seasons before I start watching something.
Yeah.
What are you doing, pulling it up on your phone?
No, I'm looking for what I was just, I think it's called The Last Kingdom.
Oh, I've already binged that. That is amazing.
That is, and then they have the movie.
Yeah.
Anybody watching the Stallone thing?
No.
Sylvester Stallone and the family?
No, I haven't seen it.
And all his daughters?
What is that on?
I think it's on Paramount.
It's a reality show.
It's a reality show. Yeah, it's about him and his three daughters.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you been watching it?
I did. It's just Sylvester Stallone walking around.
Is it a little flat?
You know, it's his daughters, and the daughters are, they're a little spoiled, so they all have that they talk. Oh,
But is it a flat,
like a Kardashian thing?
Yeah, it's kind of Kardashian-like, and it's about him reminiscing, and, he did Rocky. It all goes back to Rocky.
Oh, God.
The daughters are like,
sounds a little boring.
And the daughters, I love it was such a thing growing up with Dad when he was so famous, and every time he went to school, all the parents would run around him and everything else. I'm like, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
it's hard growing up with a famous, rich father.
Life. Your traumatic life, right?
Yeah.
How many daughters does he have?
Three.
Oof.
They're all three. And,
is he still married?
Yeah. His wife's gorgeous.
Wow.
And, of course, all the kids are, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're all like, what do you got, one supermodel after another?
Yeah.
You know? But they're all, like, going to college. And
I tell you, you might say woof to daughters, but my two daughters are awesome. Easy as ever. My two boys, not so easy.
Well, it's because you're a woman. See, my sons are easier than my daughter.
Yeah,
my daughter, she just like she has this. So every time she wants something, she'll say, "Yeah, you know, my laptop is not really." I get her a new laptop. So yesterday she walks in. What did she say she wanted? She goes, "Oh, there was something in the office." She goes, "I really need to get something like that." I said, "I'm not buying it for you now. That's enough now. You know, I'm not daddy the vending machine." You know?
The walking wallet.
And next week you will, probably.
I don't even know what she wants anymore. She gets enough of everything. But it's funny watching his daughters, because they're all kind of like, well, yeah, I'm going to Aspen this week. Dad wants us to fly to Philadelphia for his birthday to go have. Oh, I don't know. We got to talk to my sister, see if she's going to come.
I think they lead the life of my daughters.
I mean, they kind of like, it's kind of like they're
flying around this weekend.
Yeah, flying around this weekend.
I'm going to Ireland this weekend. I'm going to go off to, it's Caitlin.
Yeah. Wow. Do they work?
Caitlin doesn't, no.
Well, how does she get, you send her money all the time?
Her father and I.
What a life, bro. If I would have told my father, like, hey, I'm going to go to Rome, can you send me? He would have been like, yeah, okay.
Well, she has the Amex, too.
Yeah.
So sometimes you don't even know she's going. And then until the Amex bill comes in, there's a flight on there to Belgium.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I don't know about that, bro.
I'm like, honey, maybe you want to get a job this summer.
Maybe you should get a job.
This summer while you're home.
I don't think there's anything wrong with young people working, right?
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
When they work. When they listen.
No.
And when they're not teetering on the edge.
It builds character, definitely.
What, work?
Yeah.
I started working when I was 14 years old.
Me too.
Yeah.
I worked in a retail store. I wasn't even old enough. I think I was 12.
Me too, 15. I started working. I needed permission from my parents. 15 years old.
I think my first job, I was loading. No, I was delivering the Star Ledger. And I used to hate every Sunday, because Sunday they would come. You have to put them together.
Yeah.
And they were big, fat ones. Mm-hmm. Like, Saturdays were great. I could
Did you ride your bike?
On Saturday, I could. I could just fling the paper. It was a little thin paper. But Sunday, I used to have to walk around the whole town with a shopping cart. And then go back 3 or 4 times in my house to load up more papers. My grandmother would be out there putting the papers together for me.
Aww.
And at one point, I got so disgusted, I would take the papers, take them to the corner, and I threw them all down the sewer.
Oh, my God.
I did that for like 3 weeks.
Like, they're all delivered.
I did that for like 3 weeks.
Then you called out the paper pirate?
The people
Sorry, you didn't get your paper.
The people started complaining. So the guy came to the house one day, and he knocked on the door, and he had a conversation with my parents. My parents, like, I was in my bedroom. They come out, and they're like, the guy says you haven't been delivered paper. I go, no, I haven't. I'm tired of it. I threw it down the sewer.
Yeah.
Now what? Oh, you know, he was all upset. I'm like, oh. So that was my paper route career. I hated it. I just couldn't take it anymore. You did it for one day?
I did it for one day.
I can't see you delivering newspaper.
Jersey City, I was 12.
Jersey Journal.
And then I had a whole bunch of, like, little boys following me in the whole neighborhood. And I was so afraid that was the last. I never showed
up. She almost got murdered delivering the papers.
But, yeah.
Little girl delivering papers. Like,
again.
We're going to kill you.
Never. Not doing this.
Oh, my God.
And then I would go into the big apartment buildings, and I would go.
Frig that.
And then I'd come out, and they'd all be waiting for me by the steps. I'm like, you know what? I think I'm done.
Yeah. I
you're going to end up on a milk cart or something.
Yeah, for sure.
I wound up, and then my second little job I had was loading soda trucks, like Vigor Soda. It was called Vigor Soda. Mm-hmm. It was just like Brookdale, where they get the reusable.
Yeah.
And we used to get the returns and the shit people put in those bottles. Cigarette butts, garbage.
Don't tell me.
Oh, everything.
Don't tell me.
People would pee in them.
Oh, yeah.
They would
no.
bring them back peed in. I'm like, why? Yeah, it was disgusting. And we have to unload it, put it in the machine, and then wash it.
Oh yeah,
it was disgusting. I did that for a couple months. I was making like $3.35 an hour. It was part time.
Yeah. Me too. $3.35.
That was minimum wage.
That was minimum wage. $3.35.
Yes. Well,
minimum wage now?
$15 an hour.
Oh, yeah.
How old are you? You're 40, right? All right, so
45.
You're 45. So you're not that far.
When I started work, I think it was $7.
Minimum. Wow, I would have loved to.
It was a big jump. Think about it.
Yeah, I would love to have seven. I would have loved to have $7 an hour.
Yeah. High sixes, something
awesome.
Like
it's almost a decade between us, really. So think about it. Like,
when we were 15 as opposed to when she was 15. There's a lot of time there.
I guess, yeah, 80s, yeah. Yeah. 10 years. Yeah, 10 years.
Well, I was born in 79, so, yeah.
79, okay.
No, 78, sorry.
78, okay.
Yeah, see?
All right. 68, yeah. 10 years younger than me, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I was born in 68.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. When were you born, 68 or 68. 67? You were born 68?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Then you'll be 54 this year.
I will.
What month?
No, 55, wait.
You're going to be 55?
Yeah.
No, what 55. Month?
September.
All right, I'll be 54 in October.
Yeah.
All right, so you're not that, well, it's kind of, yeah. But the 70s were great, man. You missed a lot.
I was 70. Two, I don't remember.
It was great.
It was 70s great. 80s were actually awesome.
80s were good, too.
I remember growing up in the 80s. I don't know.
Kick ass.
You didn't grow up in the 80s like we grew up in the 80s.
Yeah.
Well, I had older sisters.
I remember.
All the cool stuff. All the time. Okay.
I remember the first airing of MTV.
Me too.
Really?
Me and my friend stayed up and we watched it and we saw the moon guy come out and the space rocket.
Yeah.
And the first song was by the Boogaloos.
Radio killed the radio star.
That was the first video.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and then
Saturday night, remember the new song every Saturday night?
Every Saturday night.
Like Madonna's new video.
Yeah.
That's when
MTV used to be. Yeah. Now I don't even know what they do. What do they do now?
It's all reality shows.
Jersey Shore.
MTV was great.
Now there's MTV 2 for that.
They do videos? They went back to videos?
Okay.
Yeah.
They should have made MTV.
No, MTV 2 is video. MTV is all like television. And, yeah.
But that decade of the 80s there was when MTV kind of blew up. Yeah. And it was like, oh, I couldn't wait to see 99 Luft Balloons. 99 Luft Balloons. I used to love her. And then she lifted her arms up. I was like, oh, oh.
You need to shave.
You need to shave that. I know
you're... videos. I remember watching Madonna and being like, oh, my God, Material Girl dancing.
Oh, my God. Madonna's videos.
Yeah.
Yep.
The only one I like was that one. What was that one video she did? When she really came out with that really off-the-wall album. Everything was in black and white.
Oh, Vogue, maybe?
Was it Vogue?
Yeah, it was Vogue. I think Vogue was black and white.
Yeah.
But that was really popular.
That was big. Huge. Papa Don't Preach.
Yeah.
Papa Don't Preach. Yeah, we know you got knocked up, you puta.
Yeah. Wait, and then there was a song. Danny Aiello did
Danny
a song.
Aiello was in it. Yeah. That was it.
Yes,
he's on the album.
He's on,
She comes in and she's
He's all. He got the wife beater on with the rag over his shoulder.
Did you see the video of him reacting to her news?
Yeah.
Right, so there's a whole different song.
Oh, another one?
Yeah. Really? It's a whole different song. It's on that album of him singing. He's singing on that album.
And then, of course, do you remember?
Was it back then?
Yes.
Do you remember Adam and the Ants? You remember Adam and the Ants?
Adam and the Ants was just as popular as Madonna at the time.
Yeah.
Really?
Stand and Deliver when he jumps out of the thing. Yeah. It was great. And then they had Van Halen, of course. That was a little later on. The first Van Halen, the one with David Lee Roth.
1984.
Yeah, that was great.
That was big.
Hot for Teacher. That was good.
Oh yeah.
There was Jump. And then there was a lot of good videos. Oh, yeah. Then Duran Duran. How can you forget Duran Duran?
We had great music.
Didn't you have long hair?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Everyone did that.
I did. Longer than her hair. Yeah. It was long.
Everyone did.
Wavy, long.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he had even like at the later part of age, then you had like Motley Crue.
Mm-hmm. Kiss? Was Kiss then?
Guns N' Roses. Kiss was around.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kiss was around since the 70s. But then you had like the metal band started coming out and doing her
Roses.
Tesla.
Kiss was out, but it was a different like genre kind of. Even though they did become very commercial, but all of, like the burnouts liked Kiss.
Yeah.
The other stuff. Was
and you had Black Sabbath, Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah.
You know, and then you had like the bands like Asia and Foreigner 4.
Yeah.
That kind of came
out.
I
don't know those.
Asia. Heat of the Moment.
You would know. You knew the song.
That's it. Yeah.
I love that song.
That's Asia.
Yeah, I love it.
And then there was Pink Floyd, which a lot of people didn't get.
It was a snooze fest.
Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
You thought it was snooze fest?
I went to the concert and fell asleep.
Really?
Yeah. I fell asleep during the concert.
That was big around here. Everybody in Nutley at the time, like the garb when I was younger, the thing was blue jeans, Converse sneakers with a rock black t-shirt and a leather black vest. That was the whole thing.
That's if you hung out at the park.
Yeah.
So my crowd,
yeah.
Yeah. It's on Franklin Avenue and stiletto aqua blue heels.
Oh.
With capris. Yes, with capris, a whole thing of Aquanet in your hair.
Oh my God.
And, yeah. And a cutoff.
Yeah. Aquanet. I remember that. Well, that was great reminiscing about the 80s. We shall do it again sometime. We really got off the. We really veered
yeah,
off
we
the.
We started talking about Jackie's vacation yeah. and we ended up in the 80s.
Well, maybe somebody will find it interesting. But 20 minutes on the clock. I think that's about enough time. This is. What episode is this? In the Nut, episode 6 or 7? 7, maybe?
I don't know.
I don't know. I got to look.
Caitlin did my episode last week. So
yeah, she did. She did. That's when Caitlin was working last week. This week, I don't know what her deal is.
I think we need to do a college, a little college excerpt for next week, for and Caitlin could tell us where
no.
all they are.
Caitlin is now banned from the podcast.
Update us on what the young generation's doing.
All right, guys. So
update us on that's college
that's
fires.
That's the end of our podcast. It's going off the rails right now. And this is Matt DeFitti and Jacqueline McHugh and Ella. Benanati.
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 Why do I feel like that name should be in an episode of
It
Greece?
Sounds like a pasta.
Of Greece.
Hey, you got 3 boxes of Benanati?
Hey,
all right, guys. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.